that's hit. Brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. Found a trail. At the end was you. There's a path we take and a path not taken. The choice is up to you, my friend. The nights are long, but you might wake to a brand new life.
No, it's no problem, Tanya.
I'm whipping up my world-famous lobster bisque.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's no problem. No, Mrs. Bauer says I can have friends over anytime I want. And besides, she ain't gonna be here.
Yeah. All right, I'll see you at 8. Oh, boy. All right, bye.
Stepping out with my baby. Must be wrong.
It's Buona Grandma, huh?
Man, when you take the kids camping, you really go in style, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I've always wanted to camp out in the great outdoors with the rustle of trees and the twinkling of stars and the babbling of brooks and the bats and the bears and the creepy, crawly things. Hey, maybe we could camp out at the Waldorf.
I thought you were going to get away from it all.
Listen, I'm going camping with an 11-year-old and a 7-year-old. You are getting away from it all. I'm taking it with me.
Wonderful. 8 o'clock. I'll see you tonight, Mitch.
Mitch, is that the one you've been raving about? Go for it.
I'll meet you at the Four Seasons. The maitre d' is holding my regular table.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Excuse me just a minute, Mitch. I think a dog got his foot caught in the screen door. Mother, I have a feeling you're trying to tell me something.
Your table, your maitre d', your restaurant. Could you just stop being a hotshot executive for one night?
It's my restaurant because it's my town. He's flying in from Boston.
Great. Then have a nice little romantic dinner at home. A little candlelight, a little wine. Be a home body.
That sounds like old-fashioned sexist talk.
And what is wrong with old-fashioned sex? If they come up with something better, will you let me know?
Mitchell, how would you like to come here for a nice little dinner?
Great!
I'll see you then. What? What dog?
Oh!
It's fine. He's just fine, Mitchell. Speak to you later. Bye-bye.
Atta girl! Okay, Angela. Now call Entree New and have them cater for you. And it's just going to be the two of you.
All right, I'm all set. Miss Ellie's outfit in post.
Just the three of us.
Oh, this is great of you, you know. Samantha's never been camping before.
Yeah? Who has?
You know, the only time she ever slept under the stars is when she dozed off at the Hayden Planetarium. All right, Pathfinders, let's move it, let's hit it, let's do it.
Give him the rest of the day off.
Let's move it, guys.
All packed. The three of us are all packed.
Three?
Yeah. Her, me, and Wilbur. Wilbur's going home.
And the good news is he's not coming back. Guess whose wonderful idea it was?
Born free.
Say goodbye, Wilbur.
Goodbye, Wilbur. Have a good life.
Yeah. Don't take any wooden field mice.
Well, wish us luck. I am off to darkest Fairfield County. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Oh, yeah. Drive carefully, Mother.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Mom.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Tony, everything looks great. Why not take the day off?
No, I got some things I want to do around here.
Well, if you're worried about the kids calling, I'll be here.
You will? Tonight?
Yes, tonight.
For dinner?
I changed my plans. I invited someone over. Why?
No reason.
You didn't have anything planned, did you?
No. No. In fact, now that I think about it, I think I'll call an old friend and head into town, you know?
Sure.
No, maybe we'll bowl a few frames, huh?
Right.
Sounds good. Come on, man.
Tanya. Tanya, it's me, Tony. Yeah. Yeah, how are you? Listen, I mean, what kind of guy am I, huh? Can I make you come all the way out here to the Little Acorn when we could be swinging in the Big Apple? That's right. Yeah, I'm going to head in, okay? All right, fine. I'll see you a little... You want me to say that on the phone? Okay. Tanya, Tanya, my little lasagna. I'll pick you up at 8 because I never con you. All set. I meet my old friend in town.
Bowling?
Yeah, bowling and maybe a little lasagna later. Hey, since I'm going out, do you want me to whip up dinner for you and your friend?
No, thanks, Tony. I'll take care of dinner.
You? I mean, you're so busy.
I am perfectly capable of getting a meal.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I'm sending out.
Angela, take out for a friend.
Let's not just take out. I'm catering dinner for two.
Woo, woo. Pretty fancy. Who is this friend?
Just a friend.
Mm-hmm. I get it. Well, listen, since you're having that great grub, I just happened to have a nice lobster bisque in the kitchen.
You just happen to have lobster bisque?
It was a great recipe on the back of the lobster. I figured, why not?
Right.
I'm going to go. It's me, Tony.
I thought you left.
I thought you were upstairs. You look very, I mean, it's quite, you look, you really, really, I'm telling you.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. You're going bowling?
What? It's a classy league.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to.
I'll get it.
Okay, I'm going to go.
Hello? Mitchell! Oh, you're not coming. Oh. No, it's not your fault. There's fog in Boston. No, nothing special. It's just a little potluck. Well, some other time. Sure. Bye-bye. Fog. Boston.
Boston, fog. I guess it was kind of a special evening, huh?
Kind of.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, he don't know what he's missing.
The lobster bisque.
Yeah, that too. Well, I'm sorry, you know, I got hit the road.
It's okay.
All right, hey.
It's all right. Have a nice time.
All right. Very much. All right. A Bauer residence?
Yeah.
Entre nous comes to you. Bonsoir et bon appétit, monsieur et mademoiselle. Hey, wait a minute. You're French?
French.
French is a state of mind. I'm a great cook, I'm a great lover, and I'm route to tourists. I am Robert.
Oh, Robert?
Robert, Roberto, Bob, Bobby. I go where the work is. Et voilà, dinner for two.
Robert, there's been a change of plans. It's just dinner for one.
For one? $300 for one? Oh, mais non. A lover's quarrel.
No, pal. You got it all mixed up.
Sir, come on, look at that poor heartbroken woman.
Yeah, it's not my fault.
It's always our fault.
Tony, just go.
No, you don't mean that, sir. Don't be impetuous. Look. Duck a l'orange, wine, escargot. This is good stuff.
Oh, dear, let him go.
Angela, I'm sorry about tonight.
You hear that, madam? He's sorry.
Don't throw him out.
I'm not throwing him out, Robert. He has other plans. Now it's just dinner for one. Good night, Tony.
I know. Look, Robert, make it dinner for two, huh? Hey, I never pass up the color of the ranch.
Uh, That's much better now. How about a little aperitif just for the two of you?
You didn't have to do this just because you felt sorry for me.
Hey, this is all part of the deal, room and board, right? And besides, I know what it's like to get dumped.
Not that you did, you know. I mean, just because it's crystal clear here doesn't mean it's not socked in Boston. You know?
Thanks. What about bowling?
Now? Oh, bowling. Oh, no, I thought I'd call the guys and catch up with them, like, with the fourth beer, you know.
Well, anyway, you're very sweet.
That's much better. Perhaps a little toast.
To clean sinks.
What a fine couple. Relax, enjoy. Mademoiselle looks very lovely this evening. Oui, monsieur.
Oui, monsieur.
He's such a shy and sensitive young man. Have you told him how handsome he looks tonight?
No. He is.
You are. You look very nice.
Thank you.
Perhaps I should turn the lights down just a little bit.
No, that's fine.
Tanya, just think of it like a little rain delay. We're not calling a game, babe.
No.
Maybe this thing. Tanya, how do you expect me to leave this sweet old lady out there in a hip cast, huh? I swear, I'll be there as soon as I can, okay, babe? Bye, baby.
Oh, lady. Hip cast?
Hey, look, it's a little complicated, huh?
Sir, how can you dally with that lovely woman's affections?
I'm not dallying. You're dallying. Could you speed this up a little bit?
You cannot speed up escargot. By their very nature, they are slow.
Robert, she's a very nice lady, but I'm not really her boyfriend, see? She needed somebody tonight, and she does pay me.
She pays you? Torture.
Hey, wait a minute.
I cannot be a party to this.
You know what, Robert? You're right. You can't be a party to this. You're too classy a guy.
Yeah, but what about the duck of an orange?
Don't worry about those little quackers. I'll pop them in for you, okay?
This never happens when I cater Mexican.
Well, we won't have Robert to kick us around anymore.
He left?
Yeah, I told him I'd take care of things, and maybe now we can relax.
Oh, thank God we're alone. Well, we've been alone before.
Yeah, sure. Just not by candlelight.
Sorry. So quiet around here. Without the kids.
Yeah, like a whole meal without the kids, huh?
The whole meal. The whole night. We can sleep in the morning. I mean, you can sleep in and I can sleep in. Have some more wine.
Have an hors d'oeuvre.
Oh, yeah, you know, these are good. You know, where I come from, a fancy hors d'oeuvre is beef jerky and beer nuts.
Imagine that.
I feel like I'm on my first date in high school. I mean, not that this is a date. Just that, well, it's not exactly like scrubbing your bathroom floor, you know.
I know what you mean about high school. There was never anything to say.
Right? You know, I'll never forget the time I finally got the nerve up to ask Geraldine Capasso to the Christmas dance. That was the most embarrassed I ever was.
You?
Yeah, me. Are you kidding? My hands were so sweaty, I left a big paw print on the back of her red formal.
Oh, that reminds me.
Of what?
Nothing. I never told anybody this before.
I told you.
Well, in college, I asked Greg Dawson to the big sorority ball.
Greg Dawson.
He was like Tom Selleck, but good looking. And, I lost 6 pounds. I bought this incredible strapless evening gown. And I spent all day at the hairdresser's.
I bet you look terrific.
Yeah, even my acne cleared up. And, well, I felt like Scarlett O'Hara when I made my grand entrance. And there, at the top of this long staircase, and there was Greg waiting for me down at the bottom. And then the heel of my shoe caught in the hem of my dress, and I bounced all the way down.
You didn't.
I did. I did, but my gown didn't make it. I landed at the bottom in my slip and my wrist corsage, and... Isn't that awful?
Yeah, it's awful. I mean, I thought my paw print was bad, eh? It's terrible. It's terrible.
I guess it is sort of funny.
A risk aside.
I never met How soon before dinner?
About 20 minutes.
Angela? Hello? It's me, Mitch. Anybody here?
Oh! Fall. Okay. Reem, move over. Here comes Dr. A. Oh. Mitch, you got here.
Yes, I did.
Hi, Mitch.
Well, the fog lifted right after I called, and the phones at the airport were all tied up, so I just rushed right on out.
Well, you made good time.
So did you.
Mitchell, I'd like you to meet Tony Maselli, my housekeeper. You're not going to buy that, are you?
Well, it's better than anything I could have come up with.
No, really, Mitch. You know, she needed a housekeeper. I needed a job, you know.
Well, the house looks great, Tony.
Oh, thank you. No,
Mitchell, you got here just in time. Tony, is dinner just about ready?
Yeah, a few minutes. Oh, you want me to serve?
Well, you are the one who got rid of Robert.
Mm. Yeah, I got rid of Robert. Okay, yo. Sir.
Robert. You mean there was another guy here?
Tanya, I'm out of here in 45 minutes, give or take an orange duck. Look, all I gotta do is give the old lady a sponge bath and a fig Newton, and I'm yours. Hello? Hello? I wonder which part she didn't believe.
Boy, you should have seen the fog in Boston.
Gee, I wish I could have been there.
Lobster bisque, nobly done, eh?
Italian bisque?
Oh, it's a house specialty. Mitchell, did I ever tell you about my big sorority formal where I bounced down the stairs and tore my gown off?
No. My God, you must have been mortified.
Well,
tell him about the risk or sergeant to slip. You're going to love it.
Mitchell, have you ever had a real embarrassing moment?
No.
Mitch gone?
Yeah.
Turned out to be a nice guy.
Yeah, he is. Very nice. Look, Tony, I'm sorry about what happened tonight.
Hey, I enjoyed some of it.
Me too. Too bad you had to miss your bowling buddies.
Yeah. It's all right. It's late. Why don't you go head up to bed?
Okay. Tony?
Yeah?
Thanks. For everything.
Anytime, boss. Snake was happy, eh?
Yeah, I guess Wilbur's happy. When I let him go, you should have seen the smile on his face.
Oh,
honey,
nice.
I know you're going to miss him, but you did the right thing.
It's okay, Mom. I've got a new friend. Wait till you meet Ralph.
Yeah, wait till you meet Ralph.